This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Identity Crisis. This is your IGN review of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League by Simon Cardi. I really want to love Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. I love Rocksteady's Batman Arkham series. I love open-world superhero action. I've even had short but passionate affairs with looter shooters. But something about this particular intersection of all those things just doesn't sit right. Whether it be the underwhelming loot systems, bland and repetitive mission design, or hollow post-game, I just can't see myself wanting to play much more now that I've burned past the campaign story. That's a big problem for a live service game aiming to keep our attention for months, if not years on end. It's also a shame as there's a good story being told in well-made cutscenes, with snappy writing and performances carrying a lot of the weight. But beyond that, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League never consistently offers enough fun to go toe-to-toe with the successful games in this genre. As far as the story itself goes, it doesn't take a brainiac to work out what's causing the Justice League to act out of sorts as they wreak citywide destruction with wide, glowing-eyed glee. Yes, traditional Superman villain Brainiac has hatched an evil plan to take over the planet and remake it in an image of his own creation, and that involves controlling members of the Justice League's minds. So, and you'll never guess this, the Suicide Squad is called in to kill the Justice League by any means necessary. Playable team members Harley Quinn, Deadshot, King Shark, and Captain Boomerang are exciting characters with trademark weapons, from boomerangs to booming hammers and sharpshooting sniper rifles to sharp-toothed snapping. What's especially disorienting is that while there are fun and wildly different abilities that Rocksteady could have taken advantage of to create varied vigilantes who each bring their own style of play to the table, instead they're all reduced to the same baffling blueprint as damage output chasing characters who seem to love nothing more than firing guns and occasionally throwing grenades. Granted, they do each have signature melee and traversal attacks, like Harley's sweeping baseball bat hits or Boomerang's enemy-chaining namesake, but the overwhelming focus here is on shooting and collecting an increasingly powerful arsenal of guns. Metropolis itself is a sun-soaked city where superheroes are treated like gods, and monuments to them bookend its streets. It's regularly gorgeous, and if it wasn't for the small issue of a gigantic brain hovering above it, causing widespread mayhem, would probably be a lovely place to spend a weekend. The art direction is superb, with a rich mix of architectural influences combining to create a uniquely inviting skyline. That skyline, though, is often filled with gunfire and smoke, thanks to the war zone bubbling beneath it. Yet it all just feels oddly lifeless at the same time, like a beautifully constructed diorama collecting dust. Like the Arkham games, there's an eerie lack of civilian activity to make it feel like a place where people actually live that needs protecting. Additionally, there's no iconic score sweeping alongside you as you move through its streets, or anything of note happening at all, really, apart from enemies patrolling them waiting for your ambush. It's a shame once again, as it's undeniably an artistic achievement, but this world just doesn't have anywhere near enough variety in it to warrant the level of exploration I'd hoped for when I first stepped into it like an eager tourist. Then there's the UI. They say the fewer items on a restaurant's menu, the more confident you should be in its food. Well, the same, I think, can be applied to a HUD and how much it clutters a screen. The sheer amount of words, numbers, cooldown meters, health bars, and button prompts on display in Suicide Squad is simply unpalatable. At times, it resembles icon vomit as your eyes wade through chunks of text just to take a glance at the minimap or check how close to death you are. Certain aspects can be turned off, and believe me, I removed those flying damage numbers as soon as I could. But in truth, you kind of need most of it there to try and keep track of what's going on. While I do find the combat to be enjoyable, I'm not sure it ever offers the variety or dynamic edge needed to carry Suicide Squad on its back without the promise of more story propping it up. Score chasing can be fun, whether you're trying to outdo your squad mates or globally, and fits in with the squabbling nature of the ragtag mercenaries, but isn't enough of an incentive to keep me playing. I hope that future seasons will come with new stories to tell, because a battle pass full of emotes and character skins isn't what I'm looking for here at all. The unsatisfying cliffhanger ending of the campaign does firmly hint at what we'll be doing in each of the seasons, and I truly hope it does move the story along considerably each time, but I have my doubts. I think it's far more likely that I'll wait months down the line to see just how much has been added before revisiting the story, rather than checking in monthly to be fed the next scrap. It all prompts the biggest question surrounding Kill the Justice League. Why is this a live service game with seasonal content drops? So far, I'm not convinced it's because Rocksteady desperately has more story it wants to tell in its DC universe, but more likely because Warner Brothers thinks it'll make more money by steadily drip-feeding cosmetics to its store. It's not a beneficial model for players, who feel shortchanged at launch by a not-quite-finished story, and I assume can only be frustrating for a studio with such a strong history of creating single-player stories to operate in this way. In the end, just like a world with no heroes left to defend it, we all end up losing. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is a thoroughly frustrating game to play. There are things to enjoy here, with combat that's snappy enough to carry it through a genuinely good DC comic story, artfully dressed in high production values, but everything else just falls down around it. Engaging mission design is nearly non-existent, the looter-shooter mechanics are tired and dull, and the grotesquely repetitive post-game leaves little to nothing to do of interest. The result is a bit of a mess that doesn't ever impress with any of its numerous ill-conceived ideas. It's not bad, it's just disappointing from Rocksteady, pioneers of single-player story action chasing already outdated multiplayer trends. A city of tomorrow built on the unstable foundations of yesterday. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League's IGN score? 5. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Suicide Squad updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.